This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
We're back with our buried lead, Corruption Alert. We have a proud tradition of sleaze in my home state of Pennsylvania. And today, another Pennsylvania politician's career is over. I'm going to explain it. It's complicated because there's a lot of sleaze there. See if you can follow along. Minutes ago, State Attorney General Kathleen Kane was forced to resign. She was a rising star in the Democratic Party, having worked for Hillary Clinton in 2008. Here she is with Bill. She won her attorney general race in 2012, promising to look into whether the state slow-walked the investigation into Penn State child molester Jerry Sandusky. But not long after taking office, Kane picked up the Philadelphia Inquirer and read this story about how she had squashed a years-long sting operation started by her predecessor, snaring many Philadelphia Democrats for alleged bribery. Kane suspected a political rival, former state prosecutor Frank Fina, for leaking the unflattering Inquirer story. Fina had led corruption probes, leading to state legislators going to jail for using taxpayer funds in computers and campaign work. But Kane soon found out that Fina had also been misusing states. In his case, swapping pornographic emails with, among others, State Supreme Court Chief Justice Seamus McCaffrey, who also, by the way, was once the judge at the ad hoc Eagles court at the stadium created to deal with drunken and unruly Eagles fans. Anyway, McCaffrey, Fina, several others were ultimately forced to resign, but still seeking revenge for the Philadelphia Inquirer story, Kane dispatched two of her aides to illegally leak to the Philadelphia Daily News secret grand jury documents about Fina not prosecuting a case involving a local civil rights leader. A new grand jury was convened to look into the leak of these old grand jury documents. Kane lied to the new grand jury about her involvement in that leak. Enter Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele, who won office last November by, among other things, criticizing his predecessor for not pursuing charges against Bill Cosby. Yesterday, Steele won this conviction of Kathleen Kane on 9 criminal charges, including perjury and criminal conspiracy. Revenge is a dish best served cold, she wrote in an email during this vendetta. Now she's going to likely get a number of cold meals.
Wow. Did you follow all that, Scott? I mean, this rising Democratic star, I mean, the light has been turned off. It catches up with you. You know, but this is, you know, the kind of things that needs to be rooted out in all of our politics. In fact, I was talking with a couple of gentlemen, you know, yesterday here, and, you know, and just, you know, trying to have an open conversation. Because, and the one admitted that he, you know, he's a progressive. He goes, that's not a bad thing. I said, I didn't say it was. You know, I mean, you know, but it was funny. I'm a progressive. That's not a bad thing. You know, look at. If we're going to get this country back on track, it requires all of us in the conversation. What has happened, and as others are starting to gather, that anytime you're not on their team and you're not wearing the right colors, they're going to cut you off at your ankles. And they still do this. I say they. I mean, there is that thought that still is ruling the day, even though that many of the walls and many parts of the walls of political correctness have been torn down. They're still up. You know, we've been kind of conditioning ourselves here in this culture for a number of years, and so you think in terms of political correctness and people get offended, and you know, and that's sad, because it's like, it's not about being offended. I mean, if you're not offended at what this country has become, then I think, wow, you know, something's missing here. It's kind of like a conversation with Dr. Nima yesterday. You know, some of these elites and educators and that look at socialism in Denmark, and still I don't get it. I don't understand why you want to let go of the greatest experiment that has taken place since God ruled Israel as they were getting through the desert and said, look at, you know, this is the government. If you follow this government, all will go well with you. But they said, no, hey, we want a real person. We want a human being to lead us. Really? I mean, you know, they're flawed. You understand that, right? Yeah, but we still want a king, you know, to go before us and to lead the way. And look at what they got. You know, an absolutely incredible history of the children of Israel. And so here we are doing everything we can to avoid having a king. And, of course, today you might argue we've got close to a king as we've ever had. And I say, how is that working for you? But we want to let go of this great American experiment, what our founding fathers have given to us, and say, look, let's go to socialism. Oh, really?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll say, as I've insisted, if it's going to happen, it's going to be because we the people make it so. The problems we deal with today are, you know, our problems. They are of our making. We've been rather casual about this. You know, the other thing that I note in my conversations with so many people today is they're starting to wake up, but realizing that, you know, they've got to get involved with what's going on in the government. They just cannot allow this to happen to us. And our next guest, I know that John Whitehead agrees with us that America has been caught sleeping. And as a result, the elites have had their way. And the America that we are living in today is quite frightening, I think, because of the trajectory that it is on. It has become less and less about we the people. And if we're going to get our hands back in control of this government of ours, which is what our Constitution designed this to be, then, America, you've got to wake up. Constitutional attorney and author John Whitehead is with us. I mentioned he's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, editor of GadflyOnline.com, his latest book, Battlefield America, The War on American People, and his previous book, A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State, available, of course, online in all the usual places. John Whitehead, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, couldn't be at a better time. I mean, you know, you have been warning about the growing police state, the militarization of the police, and what I am seeing on the horizon, John, here, you've been seeing this for quite a while, is as the police continue to be attacked, there is some minor restraint, although they're in some areas. You're saying restraint, not really. We're just not seeing the exposition quite as as we should be seeing, because it's one of those things that are underreported. We may see what's happening when we've got riots in the streets, whether it's Milwaukee or Baltimore. It becomes more and more obvious. What I'm concerned about is they're going to feel some justification with this ongoing attack on the police. What do you say?
Yeah, I think, I think you know, your lead-in was good. We failed to be involved, and now things are going down a path that, again, I'll go back and, you know, I grew up in the 1960s, and Martin Luther King, in some of his later writings before he was shot, he said, it's either riots or justice, basically. We're going to have to get involved in our government. And he was advocating that very, very strongly at the end of his life. In fact, going to Washington, D.C., and lobbying in front of Congress and things like that. We haven't done it. And you're going to see more shootings both ways. There's virtually no restraint now. You have the federal government now. They just armed 44 of their federal agencies, including the Smithsonian Institution, the Fish and Wildlife Services, NASA, believe it or not, with military units, tanks, grenade launchers, hollow point bullets, which, you know, expand on contact and blow you apart.
Right.
It's the government's heavily armed, and I'm telling people, too, I mean, I have people, veterans, basically, and I defend a lot of veterans. They write me these emails saying, I've got my gun, I'm ready to go, and I'm going, listen, man, your gun is no match for what the government has today. You're not going to change things that way. And burning things down, I mean, King warned against that. I mean, we're repeating history. I see that. I mean, the great philosopher George Santayana said, if you don't know history, you're going to repeat it. And we're repeating
exactly
what I saw in the 60s. Riots or justice or people getting along in their community. I mean, knowing your next-door neighbor. I mean, the cases we get where a veteran wants to grow a tomato garden. It's illegal.
Yeah.
The neighbors actually call the police, and they shut the garden down. The woman who wanted to have one chicken in her backyard, we helped defend her. It was against the law to have any kind of chickens. You can have dogs or anything, you know, poop it all over the yard, but you can't have one chicken for eggs, and the police come and arrest the chicken and take it away. But it was the neighbors who called. We're not going next door and shaking hands with our neighbors anymore. We're not becoming part of the community. And we're relying on the so-called government. But here's how I warn people. If you read the Constitution, it starts with those three words, we the people. We are the government. They're our representatives. We should be making sure that they're not passing crazy laws in our community, putting a janitor in jail for 2 weeks because his grass is overgrown. That's an actual case.
Oh.
I mean, neighbors reported him. Let's get our lives together as private individuals and stop relying on the government to do the job we should be doing. And that's, again, it's, if you see broken down neighborhoods, I mean, people not, I mean, I talked to some African American ladies who came to visit me. They said that when they, in Baltimore, they call their neighborhood Beirut, which is a war zone. They're afraid to let their 8 and 9 year old kids go out and play in the street. They said it'll either get shot by crooks or the police. They didn't know which. And they're frightened of what to do. And I'm saying, you know, the communities have broken down. There's a lot of things you can do, and you know that I've said in my book, Battlefield America, is that get control of your local communities. When they do these SWAT team raids and they're shooting dogs and kids get shot, and the old guy who several weeks ago got shot in his home, 76 years old, the police were in the wrong home. They shot him. That didn't used to happen in America. My next-door neighbor was the chief of police when I grew up. I asked him one day why he didn't carry a gun. He said, I don't want to shoot anybody. And I went, whoa, I think of that mentality 40 years later and the mentality we have today. And here's the key. Crime in America is at a 40-year low, according to the FBI. American shooting Americans. Police shootings are half of what they were under Reagan. So what all the armor, the guns, the anxiety? We have a government, in my opinion, that's out of control. And the only way you can get control of it, folks, is you become the government and take it over.
Which is what our founding fathers had designed and purposed to begin with.
They called the basic government not Washington, D.C., but your local community. It was called federalism. We've forgotten that. Government was that's where the 10th Amendment. Most people don't know the Bill of Rights, by the way.
even attorneys,
they don't know it. But the 10th Amendment says, hey, your community can say no to Washington, D.C. They can nullify things. And some local communities are doing that. I'm seeing some good development somewhere, but most communities are asleep. People are caught up in all the hoopla on TV or whatever, and they're not paying attention anymore.
Yeah. Well, John, it's very difficult when the government's answer is themselves.
Yes.
And in order to secure their positions, they throw money at it. And we have this growing...
We throw our money at it.
Yeah, our money, exactly, to secure their re-election.
Yes.
And meanwhile, they're prejudicing we the people to go along with them, vote them in office, and more of the same. And now here we are. We're supported by such a growing class of a dependent class, as you and I have talked about before. It is compromising everything. But again, if America doesn't wake up, you know, how many more years can we sustain this insanity, John?
I don't think if there's any kind of breakdown, the government now has the ability with all the drones flying out of 40 bases, all the high-tech equipment to shut the nation down into martial law.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with John Whitehead. We got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
A different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me. To listen and
Okay, coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're with me right now in Hawaii, 3 to 6 Hawaiian time. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Our conversation with the one and only John Whitehead continues, the founder of the Rutherford Institute. John, you said something very profound that we need to hold in our consciousness, especially right now as we watch riots breaking out across this country and we see what's going on, you know, particularly in Milwaukee, and that is that it's either riots or justice. And it would appear, based on what we talked about earlier, is that people just are not communicating with one another. Nobody's listening. And this is why, you know, I think in part that we have this outbreak and this disruption that's going on, but it also creates something that makes it near impossible for the police to manage, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, I think like I say, the system's definitely breaking down. The economy is not doing well. I mean, the United States government owes $16 trillion to the Chinese government.
Mm, yeah.
The overall government, in my opinion, is breaking down. You see, many of the large businesses right now I think Cisco just announced they're doing away with 14,000 employees nationwide. The economy is not good. People have to really be watching things. We're not building things here at home. We're not doing that. We're not taking care of our people. We're too busy overseas. You know, Obama dropped, 23,000 bombs in the Middle East last year, the Nobel Peace Prize winning. How much money did that cost? And come to find out, a lot of those bombs are dropped on empty fields. So who's making the money off of that?
Yeah.
You know, there's no accountability. I mean, Jimmy Carter warned us about a year ago, and I'm no big fan of Jimmy Carter, but he said, we're being ruled by an oligarchy of wealthy elite people. He said it. Mm-hmm. Princeton University did that study. It came out in 2014. They did 20 years. They looked at 20 years of policies and laws passed in Washington, D.C. These professors came to the conclusion the average voter has no input in Washington, D.C. at all, basically. It's run by lobbyists. As I mentioned, this commentary you're talking about, I have a friend who worked for a major magazine. He went to work for a congressman. He called me after like 3 weeks of there and says, I'm shocked. I said, what? He says, I can't believe these guys. He says, they're taking off whole days. These are people who are just elected to Congress, senator, representative, to call and raise money. He said, that's all they do, several days a week.
Yeah.
He said, on our dimes. He said, it's so disillusioning to see that. So there's no control. So what I'm telling people, you can have control of that local community. You can stop those riots a long time before they begin. If you've got communities that are breaking down, I mean, you have rich politicians running this country that have so much money who could spend 1% of their wealth in some of these neighborhoods that are completely decimated and build them up.
Exactly.
They're not doing it, and we're not demanding it.
Right.
So if you demand justice, you can get it. Hey, if you're going to run for office, help some of these communities. Put some of your private money there, man. Don't
exactly.
Our government's broke.
Mm-hmm. Well, look what came out here this week.
Obama just went on his 300th golfing vacation.
I know.
How much $200,000 a trip. And guess who's paying for that?
Yeah, exactly.
We should be outraged.
I think his family are going to be in great shock when all the party's over and the government, you know, we the people aren't paying for all their vacations.
He's already got some deals, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure they probably are, but I mean, it's going to. I just keep thinking that the next president's going to come in and Barack Obama's mother-in-law is going to be in the White House there, and there's going to be a call, you know, to Barack Obama. Hey, did you forget somebody? She will not leave the White House.
She shouldn't leave the White House.
She's waiting for her next vacation to come down the road.
John, I keep using the word outrage. Where is the outrage from
the
American people? I mean, the average American works 50, 60 hours a week across the country just trying to make a living, and the politicians are flying around with corporate lobbyists playing golf. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And it's in your local community. I see a lot of local communities the same way, kind of corruption. Same kind of corruption. Yeah. It can change, folks. You can do it. And I always say, you're the government. Take control.
Exactly. And what better place to start than, you know, what's near to your home? I mean, you know, for you to have a conversation and spend a lot of time, it's going to take a lot of money to, you know, go sit in the Beltway and try and deal with it at that level. And that paradigm, the bureaucracy, is so well entrenched that they understand it. Just like your friend said, John, is that, you know, it's about survival for them. Yeah, they get elected, and then what they learn real quick, because the culture is so entrenched, the bureaucracy is so set, it's already baked into the system. It's like, okay, you got elected, but can you get reelected? And this is the way you play the game. And look what we found out about George Soros, about his involvement with our government. To your point about the ruling class and how so few people are really, you know, running our government, and we're deluding ourselves in thinking that somehow it's about us.
And I have people say, well, I'm going to vote and I'm doing my duty. No. Voting's just the basic duty. Mm-hmm. What's the duty is participation and getting out there. And, you know, I got to give to some of these people that I'm seeing around the country who are going to, like, city council meetings. They won't let them speak, and they're resisting and getting arrested, not violently. They're trying to make a point. Whatever happened to the town hall meetings, our representatives, they're not, we can't talk to them.
Right. They don't want to hear it, because they're sitting in their ivory towers there on the Beltway, John. They think everything's well. They go in and they talk to their constituency, and this is where the rubber meets the road. And they're going, wait a minute, the president just said everything's good. It's not so good. And they're wondering why their constituency is up in arms, because, you know, to your point, they're not being listened to. There's no direct connection between we, the people, and the people that are supposed to serve us that we elect into office.
Yeah, and, you know, like I say, with the government, it's deeply in debt. Obama's doing all these big things, and all the presidents do that. I mean, we've lost it. I mean, Abraham Lincoln went out front and got his own newspaper. You don't can't see it. No politician would do that today. They have a servant that goes out and, you know. And, you know, when you have large corporations like Google going into the White House at least two or three times a week for meetings with the president and his cabinet, the mega corporation that basically runs the world and the internet, and we can't even raise our hand to ask the president a question.
Right.
We're not participating. Mm-hmm. It's not a democracy or representative government or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And you talk of Google and the control of the communication and the message and how they are supporting the president. Even Zuckerberger with Facebook, and wants to meet with conservatives and say, no, they're not putting their thumb on the scale that, you know, the portals are objective and, and neutral in terms of their viewpoint. And you go, but the analytics demonstrate the complete opposite.
Well, too, but over a year ago, people asked me, who's going to be the next president? I said, probably Hillary Clinton. People said, why? And they were laughing at me, especially her polls were so low at that time. It was Bernie was hot. You know what? I did my research. Google was starting to pour millions of dollars into supporting Hillary, setting up groups around the country, changing her outlook on Facebook and social media. Look where she's at today.
Exactly.
And again, we don't have that kind of influence. So who's she going to be beholden to?
Yeah.
Not me or you, even if you vote for her.
No, we the people is bowing to these elites, as you say. And you also say, John, we're running out of time here, maybe about 40 seconds. We talked about the greatest threat to our freedoms, the government of scoundrels, spies, thieves, ruffians, rapists, and killers. This is American leadership today. Is it any wonder we're so confused?
And like I say, education precedes action. Get out here, get educated, read the good stuff on the go to our website, Rutherford.org, and get involved in your local government and start saying no to the big government machine.
Exactly. Well, they hone in on the gravest threats to our civil liberties and human rights. The Rutherford Institute is who I'm talking about. Founder John Whitehead, determined to highlight news reports and investigative stories that shine a light on the most serious threats to our Constitution and to our freedoms. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to be activated, not only to vote, but to know what you're voting for. Bill Martinez live at 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Glad to get you into my life.
Yeah, it is about that time, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Are you concerned at all about these reports that have been, basically kind of thwarted? You see Hillary Clinton, stumbling. They did show some video the other day where she almost was, it seems spasmodic, if I could say, in terms of her response. I mean, it was really kind of weird, and you're looking going, wow, what's going on? I mean, even the reporters that were in her presence kind of recoiled. I mean, they're Hillary fans, you could tell. But even her response, and of course, we've had to deal with coughing fits. There's been reports that, she's got a doctor with an EpiPen, with her 24/7 by her side at the ready, getting ready to protect her. I mean, does this concern you at all? Do you think that maybe it's a lot to do? Jane Orient is with us. Dr. Orient obtained her undergraduate degrees in chemistry and mathematics from the University of Arizona in Tucson and her MD from Columbia University College of Physicians. She's been in solo practice since 1981, served as executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons since 1989. Dr. Jane Orient, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Well, give us your insight, as to what you're seeing. You see a lot of telltale signs. Of course, you're not one that has examined Hillary Clinton, but you're looking at these telltale signs that, I'm hearing other doctors saying the same thing, going, there's something here, it's improper to give a diagnosis without examining the patient, and then if you did, then HIPAA laws would prevent you from talking about it. But as a physician, as an interested voter, and someone who's concerned about our country, you're looking at a prospective candidate for the Oval Office, and you're going, wait a minute, we may need to look into this a little bit further. What say you?
Well, I think that the signs that people have noticed are concerning, and we're looking at it from a distance. We're looking at them on video, which can be very deceptive, but there are things that we do know. We know that she has a tendency to fall. We know that she's had a very serious clot in her brain, or well, in one of the veins that drains the brain. And we know mm-hmm. that she's had a history of a severe concussion. And we know that people who have had concussions often have a traumatic brain injury that leads to persistent problems. And it is really pretty odd to see the candidate in the company of somebody who allegedly is a neurologist. I'm not sure about that, but he doesn't mm-hmm. look like a Secret Service agent. He might be a neurologist. He's carrying something that may be a syringe mm-hmm. loaded with Valium, which is a treatment for acute seizures. And there's also just the sense that something is being covered up, that she is having trouble walking and standing, and yet the campaign is saying she's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that she's just worn out. I mean, we know the tedium, or I say not directly, but we can only understand the tedium of a campaign, how wearing it is, much less, the office. All you got to do is look at our presidents the first day of office and the last day of their term when they're moving out of the Oval Office and moving out of the White House. They age tremendously. I mean, it's like if you want to put years on your body and in your mind, go be the president of the United States for, an administration or two.
Well, this is very true. And, of course, there could be reasons for fatigue, although her schedule, which has been, again, promulgated on the Internet, and I'm not sure that it's true, has a lot of days off on it and is really not so strenuous as many other candidates. And we have a feeling that she's being protected from a lot of stress. And then you have to ask yourself if she really is too fatigued to perform on the campaign. Can she really do the office? And if she is not doing it and people are shielding her from it, who is making the calls? Who is making the decisions? Who decides whether you have to bother the president and try to wake her up or whether you should just do the job? So are people really voting for Hillary, or are they going to be voting for a stand-in? And if so, right. Who is it?
Yeah, exactly. That is a good point. So, as a doctor, Dr. Orend, what is your what should we the people do about this? I mean, clearly she's being handled. It's quite the machine, the Clinton machine, and to go up against it. You hear all the suspicious stories, and I don't want to open the the volumes of conspiracies that are associated with the Clintons, but because that's what happens with the Clintons and makes it very difficult because you cannot seem to get to the truth of the matter. Some cases you understand because of HIPAA laws and some of these other privacy issues, but there's other things that are just surrounding this, this political machine that
just machine is doing, and in collaboration with the mainstream media, is mm-hmm. just trying to destroy the reputations of anybody who raises a question, saying mm. that, well, these questions are raised by a conspiracy, that it's a conspiracy theory. But, every individual can look at the pictures and wonder. You don't have to talk to anybody. There's no secret conspiracy. It's out there in the open. We're just asking questions. And the media asked all kinds of questions about John McCain's melanoma history or Dick Cheney's heart history. So it is really quite the public responsibility to be sure that the candidate is healthy and for the mainstream media to look into the possibility. And candidates have released their medical records.
Exactly.
It's quite reasonable to ask for an EEG, to ask for an MRI with DTI to look for evidence of traumatic brain injury as a result of her concussion. These things are quite reasonable. And it's certainly not the result of a conspiracy theory to even think about them.
Well, Jan, I think that it's common sense. I mean, people ask, have you ever had conspiracies like this around your life?
I don't think so.
Most people don't even deal with, a percentage, small percent, 10% of the conspiracies that are around Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. And they just keep on coming. And you go, wow, is this all part and parcel of serving the government and being an elected official? But even on the basis and compared to other elected people, I don't know of many other politicians that, you know, deal with so many conspiracies and scandals as the Clintons do.
And this is one aspect of, is she lying about something that is very easy to see? Is she having trouble walking? Well, let's watch her walk.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's what's happening, is we're watching her walk. We're watching head movements, interaction with people. And especially when she gets stressful. I mean, Jane, what's going to happen? We've got three debates coming up. And I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, you know how they set the stage up and everything like that. I mean, her and Donald Trump going head to head. You know, can she withstand this kind of pressure?
Well, I guess the campaign wants them both to be sitting down, and you can say, well, that's because Donald Trump is a lot taller than she is, and so this makes him look more presidential or more imposing or something. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that she just really can't stand up for that long.
Yeah, and then, of course, like what happened one of the previous times where she missed the call coming back as her bathroom stay got quite unexplainably extended.
Well, I don't know what that meant. I don't want to make too much of it. Mm-hmm. It's just that one has the feeling that there are problems that are assiduously being covered up as best they can.
Well, you're asking the question, and I think more and more people are agreeing, and they're saying, "Hey, look, we need to check this out. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to find out a couple of months after, you know, if she was to be elected in the Oval Office, and then all of a sudden we're scrambling, or we're having to understand that we really didn't vote for Hillary for president. We actually voted for somebody else because she's not going to be able, you know, to fulfill her duty in that position."
We already know that she was absent as Secretary of State during the night of Benghazi. Mm-hmm. That there was actual testimony that everybody else in her department was at work and she was at home.
Yeah, and you wonder why. Is Hillary Clinton medically unfit to serve? Dr. Jane Orient on Bill Martinez Live. Jane, thank you so much for being with us.
About lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We'd love to hear .com for all the information that you need to know.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.com. radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, we love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. James Hurston is with us. Yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm in Kauai. Are you kidding me? What do you think? How well do you think I'm doing? I'm sitting here celebrating, you know, the birth of our grandchild last week.
Congratulations.
Jackson William. Born on Wednesday. And
J.W.
Yep, exactly. He's on his way home come today. He's going to be, he'll be back in Maui having a good time, enjoying life and, you know, growing and doing all that fun stuff. And we just have his whole life to look forward to here. It's going to be fun.
Fantastic.
Well, let's talk about the mainstream media. You know, your latest article just calls it for what it is. They're not even faking it anymore. They're just saying, hey, look, we lost all sense of objectivity. So what?
Yeah, I mean, this is a concept that sounds like an oxymoron, but, you know, every person that majors in journalism at any university in the world takes a course in media ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Media ethics meaning what journalists exist for is for the public's right to know, as expressed in our First Amendment. And that means they're supposed to get things objectively. But in this election cycle, the media has become the news because, and, you know, Donald Trump isn't bringing it up a lot on the stump, but he's justified because, just to give an example of the jettisoning of objectivity, there's a journalist, Cheryl Atkinson, who used to be with CBS News
and now is an independent
journalist, and she was recently on a program that my media company, Newsmax, has on television, and she did an interview and described being in Washington, D.C. at one of the big journalist get-togethers, and an ex-bureau chief of a major media company told the journalist, we must make sure Donald Trump does not get elected, and he received thunderous applause for that. In other words, asking the journalist to abandon media ethics.
Exactly.
And then just recently in the New York Times, you know, the gray lady was just supposed to be the lead for journalistic excellence. Jim Rutenberg had a column which essentially said, because the Trump candidacy is so unusual, because he's so dangerous, because of all these other things, that somehow reporters should abandon their standards. In other words, normal standards don't apply. Objectivity doesn't apply. And he did admit that this non-objective coverage would probably elect Hillary Clinton, who needs some more tough-minded coverage, he said, herself, which, you know, is amazing. They chose to ignore the press almost completely. Video footage of Sadiq Mateen, the Orlando nightclub murderer's father, this Taliban-loving guy, who was sitting in the place of honor behind the Democratic presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, as she spoke to attendees at a rally in, of all places, Orlando. And in contrast, every possibly construed remark of Donald Trump is blown up into a story, and one of the keys, and this is my observation, is that the media takes every word that comes out of Trump's mouth literally, but not so with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me give you an example.
That's just the way it is. I mean, and look at the comparative between, here you get the Orlando murderer's father in prime position. You get a David Duke statement saying he supports Trump, and so much time is spent on that statement from David Duke versus the Orlando terrorist dad being in the audience in a special seat there, a VIP seat, behind Hillary Clinton. But, you know, that's ignored. So, anyway, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's an interesting thing. You know, the media's into this, what they call fact-checking, which, of course, is nothing of the kind.
Right.
But, you know, CNN, whose ratings have been plummeting because they have completely abandoned objectivity. Mm-hmm. Just a little example that I put in. If you go to jamesherson.com, you'll see actually a picture from a broadcast of CNN where they have a chyron. And the chyron is the lettering that appears below the video footage and the broadcast. And in this particular one, they're discussing this oft-discussed statement that Trump made, saying that Obama was the founder of ISIS. And interestingly enough, here's what the chyron says on CNN when they're discussing it. It says, Trump calls Obama founder of ISIS, and then in parentheses it says, he's not. Meaning they're fact-checking with their chyron, and
right,
they're saying,
exactly.
Let everybody know, oh, by the way, Obama's not the actual physical founder of ISIS. And they're doing this with other remarks and that sort of thing, but it's only for Trump. Because, for example, Hillary Clinton and other circuits, but Hillary Clinton called Trump the recruiting sergeant of ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the media, CNN in particular, they said, oh, we won't fact check that. She's just being poetic. It wasn't intended to be taken literally.
Right.
Well, anyone that listens to Trump knows that when he calls Hillary and Obama the founding fathers of ISIS, that's not meant to be taken literally.
Exactly.
But in addition, CNN, who decides to fact-check Trump with chyrons, didn't fact-check Hillary Clinton when she blatantly lied on Fox News about her statements about the emails on her private server, and blatantly lied about the FBI director, James Comey, saying that Director James Comey said my answers were truthful, which James Comey said the total opposite.
Opposite, exactly.
Both in his presentation and in testifying in front of the congressional committee where Trey Gowdy interrogated him. But CNN plays this, and their chyron doesn't correct her. What it does correct Trump when he is just using exaggeration and hyperbole to make a point.
James, what's going to happen with the debates? I mean, we're only going to have three debates, And here they are. They're trying to negotiate some of these. And I, and of course, Gary Johnson will be on stage. And, you know, the media is even trying to make him into some kind of wunderkin debater. But I'm going, wait a minute. Did you guys see him the last time he was on the debate stage? It was a fiasco. What do you think he's going to do in the midst of this heavyweight, you know, situation between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? I don't think there's going to be any room on the stage for Gary Johnson or Jill Stein. What do you think?
Well, I didn't hear whether Jill Stein was going to be a part of it, but I think if Gary Johnson is, she probably should be. But the problem, you know, I mean, they're going to do this thing that they always do in the debate, is spend a certain amount of time on each candidate, and but the focus would, of course, be on Hillary and Trump. The other problem with the debates is what time will the debates be, and
exactly.
What is the venue? Democrats are notorious for out-negotiating Republicans. They did it with Mitt Romney, and they get them in this hostile venue. You know, they're going to have at some liberal university that's filled with Democrats, they're going to have a Republican candidate walk in and get booed. That is not good PR by any stretch. And I think the Trump campaign is right to negotiate very aggressively, especially when the Clinton campaign seems to be wanting to bury the debates by putting them up against NFL football, which will at least lower the ratings. And Trump needs the ratings. So I think that's going to be subject to a lot of negotiation still by the time we get there.
Well, the other thing, they've got to check and make sure that they've got as balanced a moderator as they can possibly have. I mean, Candy Crowley was way too instrumental in that debate with Mitt Romney and President Obama, and she gave cover on the Benghazi deal big time.
Yeah, for sure.
That cannot be allowed to happen again.
Read the quote, Candy. Read it.
Yes.
Read the quote. And yeah, it was it was shameless. And we saw that CNBC debate, which was a shameless debate. And the first Fox News debate of the Republican primary was ridiculous. So yeah, the choice of moderators is another key element. And, I think that has to, from the Republican side, there's very few moderators that they should trust, you know, and I think this is still in flux, but it'd be better for Trump not to show up, not to debate, if they're going to do something, you know, have a bunch of Candy Crowleys and have it be at UC Berkeley. You know,
Exactly. It's
just not going to work out, and it's not a smart move. So
I don't think
smart debates, especially if there's only three of them.
Exactly. And I don't think Hillary's gotten hugged in a debate since MSNBC. So she could only hope that would be the case.
No, James Hurst, New York Times. Julian Assange to be a moderator.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun, huh? Oh, we could only wish. James Hurst, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Do you ever feel like you're